Statistically, I think everyone's aware that Saskatchewan has the highest rates of intimate partner violence amongst the Canadian provinces. The number of incidents, it's disproportionately high throughout the province, so there's no one that has exclusive rights to this issue. But as the largest city in the province, we're not immune to this provincial trend. These type of domestic-related incidents are among the top five of frequent calls that our officers are responding to within the city. You know, what that looks like, you know, when you see our officers every day, you know, responding to calls, that works out to around 7,000 calls of interpersonal violence that our members are responding to within a year. And of that, we're investigating a further 1,000, you know, we respond to them, but we also have our detectives that are following up on those call responses, and that's another 1,000, you know. So it's a large number. It's impactful to our community, and it's impactful to our service. So it is important.
It's not a little problem. So, but there are some programs that you have developed. When you were here last year at our Family Service Saskatoon Radiothon, you were talking about a new program that was kind of just in the formation stage or had just been launched. Where are we now?
Yeah, so that's our interpersonal violence response team, and that's where this partnership, this amazing partnership with Family Services, came about. So Family Services already has their early intervention programs that are, you know, are substantive, and we work with them exclusively. But what we did is we partnered with them to create this new approach to what we were trying to do to alleviate to reduce these numbers that we're dealing with. So this proactive effort was to address the high rates of intimate partner violence. And we launched this as a team with Family Services in January. And it's a collaborative partnership, and it's aimed at providing more compassionate and coordinated effective response to domestic-related violence. The team itself, it's got a structure to it. We have a dedicated constable and a Family Service outreach worker. And they work jointly together. They respond to calls involving intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or any other forms of harm or aggression within a relationship. What they focus on, the focus of the team is to disrupt behavior through consistent follow-up, monitoring, and executing outstanding warrants. And the goal is to provide that specialized care, improve reporting, and offer support services for victims. So it's something outside of our norm, where we, in the past, we would respond and then investigate. But in this format, we're now looking for early intervention. We're looking to bring in supports and to provide our victims a lot more supports going forward, and having that connection even with the accused to try to reduce the numbers and reduce the recidivism in this area.
Well, if that's striking a note with you in any way, shape, or form, stay tuned. We're going to talk more with Tyson in just a couple of minutes.
Sorry, that was a little more... When responding to these incidents of intimate partner violence, one of the challenges we have is just building that trust, right? Providing a pathway out of the violence for the victims and then developing those relationships. By us combining law enforcement with a community-based support like Family Services, it basically changes the way how we respond, and it allows us to focus on survivor support, prevention, and targeted intervention. On top of that, Family Services supports those that have experienced IPV through various services and programs. Some of those are the court case workers for the Domestic Violence Court and other IPV outreach services and group programs and individual counseling sessions. And Family Services also offers support for youth who have been exposed to violence through lots of different programs. So for us, they're bringing strengths as an organization to our strengths. And to us combined, I think it's a very effective tool, and it's a very effective and positive relationship.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing that everybody needs to take away, is that's the difference that you're making when you support the Family Service Saskatoon.
Absolutely. I really encourage everyone to make your donations to Family Services today. It ensures that those that need support and services can access them without cost being a barrier, and it's so important.